Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. Tonight also we'll be going over some Hebrew words. I'm going to start teaching Hebrew on the show. These, if you need a Hebrew Bible, they're free. I provide them free. Give me a call at 312-925-9887. These businesses you should shop with because they help to support the ministry. So if you want to support the ministries, shop with these businesses. If you need auto body supplies and parts or vehicle parts from the 1900s, to 2014, all vehicles covered except 2015, go to partsautomotive.biz. That's partsautomotive.biz. Also, if you're looking for ClickBank products, and I don't have my list, but it covers a wide range of products, go to Product Advertisements 2014. That's Product Advertisements 2014, and there's a lot of products there. All right, let me begin the show. We're in the book of Revelation. And it goes to say at Revelation chapter 4, after these things I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice like a trumpet which I had heard speaking with me before said, come up here and I will show you what must happen after these things. Instantly I was in the spirit, and there before me in heaven stood a throne, and on the throne someone sitting. The one sitting there gleamed like diamonds and rubies, and a rainbow shining like emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and on the throne sat 24 elders dressed in white clothing and wearing gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came forth lightnings, voices, and thunderings. And before the throne were seven flaming torches, which are sevenfold spirit of God. In front of the throne was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center around the throne were four living beings covered with eyes in front and behind. The first living being was like a lion. The second living being was like an ox. The third living being had a face that looked human. And the fourth living being was like a flying creature. Each of the four living beings had six wings and was covered with eyes inside and out. And day and night they never stopped saying, holy, holy is Adonai, or good, God of the God of heaven armies. The one who was, who is, and who is coming. And whenever the living beings give glory, honor, and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, to the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one sitting on the throne, who lives forever and ever, and worship him. They throw their crowns in front of the throne and say, you are worthy, Adonai Eloheinu, to have glory, honor, and power, because you created all things. Yes, because of your will they were created and came into being. Next I saw in the right hand of the one sitting on the throne a scroll, with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" But no one in heaven, on earth, or under the earth was able to open the scroll and look inside it. I cried and cried because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look inside it. One of the elders said to me, "Don't cry. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has won the right to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw standing with the throne and the four living beings in the circle of the elders a lamb that appeared to have been slaughtered. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the sevenfold Spirit of God, sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll out of the right hand of the one sitting on the throne. When he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down in front of the Lamb. Each one held the harp and gold bowls filled with pieces of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and break its seals, because you were slaughtered. At the cost of blood, you ransomed for God persons from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You made them into a kingdom of God to rule, Kohanim to serve him, and they will rule over the earth." Then I looked and heard the sound of a vast number of angels, thousands and thousands, millions and millions. They were all around the throne, the living beings and the elders, and they shouted out, "Worthy is the slaughtered lamb to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise." And I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and on the sea, yes, everything in them, saying, "To the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb belong praise, honor, glory, and power forever and ever." The four living beings said, "Amen," and the elders fell down in worship. So these 24 elders are elders that actually are the 144,000 priests that are going to heaven. And these elders will rule over the earth with Josiah and the 144,000 priests. All right. Now we're going to go into the Hebrew reading, the words. I'm going to pronounce the word and tell you the meaning of it. We're only going to cover 20 of them. The first word is Av. It means father. The second word is Abi. It means green plant. The second now also is Abi. It means fruit. The next is Abagtha, and it means eunuch of Xerxes. The next one is Abed, and it means to lose oneself. The next is Abed. and it means to destroy. The next is Obadiah. It means wretched, destruction. The next is Abadar, and it means destruction. The next is Abadu. It means perishing, destruction. The next is Abadane. It means perishing. The next is Abdon. It too means perishing, destruction. The next is Obdon. It means perishing, destruction. The next is Abar. It means to breathe. The next is Abba. It means longing, desire. The next is Abar. And it means bending towards. The next is Aboi, and it means want or sorrow. The next is Aboisi, and it means manger or stall. The next is Ibkar, and it means brandishing. The next is Abatiak, and it means a melon. Those are my words, and remember those words, because in order to understand the Hebrew Bible, you're going to need to know the writing as well. So go to Good House 1968 for the writing, and I'm going to put the writing up there for these words we're just starting to go over. So you'll have the writing there as well as the pronunciation here. All right, that's it for my show, and I'll be leaving you. I'm going to say a prayer. Good, I petition that the brothers and sisters are able to make out the words and understand them. I pray that they learn this language, Hebrew, so that they're able to go on their own and read the Hebrew Bible and to make understanding of it, to bring about the truth through prayer and trust in you, good. I pray that you open their eyes and their hearts and cause love to just flow out from them in the truth. I pray this as they continue to follow the way, and for those of them who do not follow the way, to follow the way. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.